Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business.
Hal Coleman has been active in the pest control industry for over 40 years, including owning and operating his own successful pest control business for 18 years. He now devotes his time to helping other PCOs and other WCOs double, triple, and even quadruple their businesses faster than they ever imagined. Be sure to check out his website, pestcontrolmarketer.com. For more information about Hal's coaching program, you can reach him at 770-993-0004 or email him, hal@halcoleman.com. Mike Stewart is known as the Internet Audio and Video Guy. Since the birth of the Internet, Mike has been showing small business owners how to get more new customers, increase their sales, and grow their businesses online using audio and video, now with iPhones and Android phones. For more information about Mike's coaching program and his online training courses, visit MikeStewartCoaching.com or email him, Mike@InternetAudioGuide.com.
Hey, this is Hal Coleman, Mr. Offline. I'm here with my good friend, Mike Stewart. Mr. Online, how you doing, Mike?
Oh, it's a great day in the neighborhood. I'm glad to be here again with you, Hal. What do you got for us today?
You know, what I want to talk about today is something that is probably the most powerful, magical thing about marketing that works is the use of what are known as psychological buying response triggers. Now, what is a response trigger? People ask me this. What exactly is a response trigger? Well, a response trigger is, response triggers are words, phrases, pictures, sounds, and objects that generate a response. So, some examples would be, Mike, if I knew that you were afraid of snakes and I wanted to generate a fear response in you, I could just reach in a bag and pull out a snake and start trying to throw it on you, and it would generate a fear response. It would probably also generate an anger response. If I want to make you mad, I could chase you around with a snake. If I want to generate a romantic response from my wife, I know that there are things I can do. I can buy her a dozen roses, or I can even offer to say, honey, why don't you go take a bath? I'm going to go clean up the kitchen. And I know that that's going to generate a romantic response. If you want to generate an alarm response, a sad response, you can start talking about somebody who passed away, and you can make somebody sad. So through using response triggers, you can generate desired responses in people. You can do it with animals, too. Certain odors are showing somebody some food, you can generate a hunger response. So what we want to talk about are how to generate buying responses, those responses that make somebody say, I want that. I want to buy that. And I want to buy that from this person instead of the other people. Using the proper response triggers, we can, you know, the purpose of successful selling is to make it very easy for people to buy from you. If somebody wants to buy a termite treatment because they have termites in their home, or they want to buy pest control, or they need to buy a new furnace, or they got to have a new roof on the house, or they want to buy new carpeting, and they decide they want it and they need it, and they make the decision to buy it. But now, who are we going to buy it from? So let's go to the Yellow Pages or not. Let's go to the Internet. Let's go to the home directory. Let's go to Angie's List. Let's go somewhere and start the search process for who are we going to choose to provide this service for us. And so what happens, it's really reverse order from what people normally think it is. People have decided to buy, and now what they do is start calling around and eliminating people, because other people, without even knowing it, make it difficult for the person to make that buying decision. So by using the proper psychological buying response triggers, you simply make it powerful, compelling, seductive, hypnotic, and irresistible to people. And they have no other choice but to say yes to you. They're going to say yes to somebody. They're going to spend the money. They're going to buy the service. They're going to get rid of the termites. So by using the proper tools and psychological response triggers, you make it, it just makes it incredibly easy for them to say yes to you. And that's what we do on the websites that you and I work on is, you build them, you build the framework, build it, and I go in and put all the response triggers. And a good example here is, we have a client of mine, a couple of years ago now. They were a small company and, excuse me, they had a really pretty website and, they were very proud of it and very defensive and touchy about their website too. And because, you know, your website's a creation, so it's like tell somebody they got an ugly website, it's like telling them they got an ugly kid. You know, it doesn't go over well. So, but I said, you know, your website, it's a pretty website, but it has some problems because it doesn't have any response triggers on it. And I said, how many customers do you think you're getting from your website? Now, this is a small company and the lady I was working with said, well, I can tell you exactly how many. We average getting about 7 customers a month from our website. I said, well, that's not many. And she said, well, it's 7 customers, you know, that we weren't getting before we had the website. And I said, look, do this. I said, they had somebody who managed their website, but as it turned out, it was a WordPress website. So I said, if you could get me permission to go in there, all I want to do is change the language on your homepage. I'm not going to touch anything else on your website, nothing. All I want to do is change the language on your homepage and add some phrases and add some punctuation and break up some paragraphs and put a quote from you on that. I said, let me just play with the language on your homepage. That's all I want to do. So reluctantly, their web guy agreed to let me do that, and I did it, and all I did was change the language, and I said, now let's see what happens. So immediately, like starting the next day, they started getting more calls, and the very next month, over the next 30 days, they got 28 customers from their website. So their response, the number of customers they got from 7 to 28, exactly quadrupled, just from changing the language, just from putting some psychological response triggers on the homepage of the website to make it read differently, to make it say different things. So that's how powerful it really is. And so jump in there, Mike. You know, help me out here.
Well, I couldn't agree more. You know, and with all respect to web designers, a lot of web designers come from computer and graphic image backgrounds, you know, print, Photoshop, the technologies of the visual and the technical. But what response triggers is about is the hypnotic and psychological verbiage or message or words that instill a response in a person. And I don't know how many times I've looked at websites that were gorgeous, but then there would be stock photography. And the first image that would come up would be like a family on a blanket in front of a house with a puppy dog. You know, that'd be the first image I'd see.
Oh, you saw us then.
and I saw, this was a pest control website I looked at, and I went, I don't know if you're a realtor. I don't know if you sell picnic supplies. I don't know if you're a family retreat. I don't know if you're Airbnb. I mean, I don't know what you are. And that's because there were no response triggers. They were just beautiful photography. And the guy was trying to defend it. Well, you know, we sell making happy homes, happy families that can sit out in their front yards that are bug-free. And I said, you're expecting people to understand too much too quickly. You have got to create the verbiage that says something to the effect, got this problem, we can solve it. And that goes back to one of my mentors was is still around, a great copywriter, and I miss David Garfinkel. He's an amazing copywriter who gets big money to write the correct verbiage to make a difference in your business. And I'll never forget David asked me years ago, I was selling microphones. In fact, the microphone that Hal is talking on right now, I sold you, 10 or 12 years ago. You remember that?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Well, you know, the good thing news about microphones is if you don't lose them or break them, they last forever. And so,
I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, but don't put it in water, don't drop it, and don't get it stolen, and you should be fine for life. But the thing is, David asked me, he says, what problem do you solve, Mike? And I said, I don't solve problems. I sell microphones. And he yelled at me. He said, what problem do you solve? And I said, I tell people they need a microphone. And he yelled, what problem do you solve? And I said, well, people who can't figure out how to use this microphone, I make it easy. Aha! That's what you got to convey to your customers.
Yeah.
So how? You own a pest control agency. What problem do you solve? Do you make yards nice for puppy dogs and people to have picnics on?
You know, I can put it very simple. I can put it in three words. We kill bugs.
Well, you know what? That's a problem for me.
That's a powerful response generator that I actually put on my vehicles years ago when I had my pest control business. And my phone calls from my vehicles just skyrocketed simply from putting that simple statement. People have bugs. They want them killed. They don't want to pay a lot of money for somebody to come out and relocate them and safely to an undisclosed location and release them unharmed, you know. So let's talk about some response triggers, some specific response triggers and how they work. The biggest response trigger is being able to tell people at the very home page on your website, right at look at our website like it's like a newspaper or a magazine. Let's just compare our website to
the headline of a newspaper. Yeah.
Headline of a newspaper. People flip through the newspaper looking for what? Looking for headlines. Looking for something they want to read. They get a cup of coffee or they get the people who still read the newspapers, which there is a lot of them, and they're dedicated newspaper readers too, but or reading a magazine. Let's say they get a People magazine or a Cosmopolitan or a Hunting and Fishing magazine or a Golfing magazine. They buy the magazine. You know why a lot of them buy it? Because they were standing in the checkout line, and they were looking at the magazine, and they saw a headline. And they said, oh, I need to know that.
Well,
so the headline gets them to buy it. And then they open it up to read the article. So on your website, your ads, your brochures, your flyers, your sales presentations, your sales letters, what is the headline? What's the one big thing that is going to make somebody, that tells them how you're different from your competition?
Oh, absolutely.
A headline is a powerful response generator. Being able to clearly show somebody the contrast between you and all the other companies out there, a powerful response generator. Being the name and face of your company, giving a company a name and a face that people can connect to and identify with, just like Lee Iacocca did with Chrysler, or Dave Thomas with Wendy's, or George Zimmer with Men's Warehouse. He was great at it because he's like, you're going to like the way you look.
I guarantee it.
So yeah. He's even giving you a guarantee, and a bold, powerful guarantee is a powerful response generator. There are actually lots and lots of them. I have in one of my workshops, I show a list of words that have been proven to be buying response generators. And it's a long list of words that you need to use in your conversational language. is a powerful response generator. Very few websites or ads or brochures or flyers or anything have conversational language. They just have chunks of information put there. But we listen, and we listen in conversational ways. So if your language is not conversational and you're not talking to people, you're simply putting information up and assuming that they will figure it out and do the right thing. A strong call to action is a powerful response generator, telling people exactly what you want them to do and exactly how to do it, offering them something free. Everybody wants something for free. So offering them something free, such as a free consultation, free service, free mosquito treatment if you buy a termite treatment today, something free is a powerful response generator. Free may be the strongest response generator of all, because people are always looking to get that free thing. And folks, if you want to really get an idea of response, go watch the Home Shopping Channel. Go watch it and see how they use not only the words, but the and the language verbally and with the sound, but you watch how they use the pictures and the graphics, and they just have people drooling to get on the phone and buy stuff. So there's great examples of how to use buying response generators on the Home Shopping Network, and I watch it from time to time just to see how they're doing things. So tons of response generators, and most people, there's really 12 top ones that you should be using on your website or your ads, even response generators on your business card, response generators on your vehicle, on your sign in front of your business. So anyway, we could talk about it forever, but I'm going to shut up and let you talk.
Well, I just want to remind, you know, you talked about newspapers and magazines with headlines. You got to remember that the internet is just the electronic version of magazines, radio, and television. The internet is another media. You know, magazines, newspapers, radio, television are media. And the internet is the media of today. It's the media that combines all of the modalities of reading and listening and watching all into one technology. And one of the things that's amazing is that when you use the tools of response triggers and direct response marketing, of which infomercials and the Home Shopping Network, the reason they're still in business is because it still works. You know, I'm going to leave people with two things that they should be aware of. You should go to the internet and download the 100-year-old book called Scientific Advertising by Claude Hopkins.
And if Uncle Claude.
And if you've never read that book, do yourself a favor and go. It's actually a free public domain download on the internet. And the things that Claude Hopkins figured out over 100 years ago still work today. Everywhere he said direct mail, substitute your website. Substitute your vehicle. Substitute your business card. Response triggers are human nature. Response triggers are how we respond to the way something is presented. And I'm going to leave you today with a story that David Garfinkel taught me about how you can change something with just words. Hal, I'm selling water. It's $10,000 a glass. Will you buy it? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. I'm going to reframe it with words. Hal, your head is flaming. It is on fire right now. You're in pure agony. Your head is burning up. I have water. Water will put out that fire instantly. It's $10,000. Will you buy it? Yes or no?
Would you let me have it for $9,500?
This is not a negotiation. You're still on fire.
Yes, I would buy it if I was on fire. Of course I would.
You have got to make people have a burning desire to buy from you with what you say with response triggers. That's all I've got to say.
That's a good way, Mike, and I've said all I've got to say. We're about out of time, but folks, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it's helpful. Send us your responses. Go to the website, pestcontrolmarketer.com. send me an email, call me on the phone, call Mike. Our contact information is on this podcast in the beginning. So we appreciate you being with us. And, Mike, I appreciate you being with me.
I enjoy it, my friend. Till next time. Thanks for listening to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and on your phones and in Stitcher on your Android. But more importantly, go to our website, pestcontrolmarketingpodcast.com. Subscribe to our email list to always be notified of new episodes. You're never going to want to miss what we've got coming up next, and you never know what we're going to be able to do to help you with your pest control marketing.